Baruch Hashem, holding Chilas, Zman, Choyref, long Zman, 6 months, Baruch Hashem. Prison has to know, in this 6 months that are coming, a person could grow, a person could change. A person could become a Talmud Chacham. The 6 months will pass. 6 months will pass. And Panovich was a guy, Talmud Chacham, was considered the Masmid of Panovich. Every time he finished the Masechta, when I was a Bacher, really old man, Talmud Chacham, he would finish the Masechta of Yeshiva 40 times, 60 times. And Imam, she said over the shiur for Rav Shmuel, Rav Shach, Imam, word by word. Fixed Talmud Chacham. And when he sat and learned, and the paper was like two brown lines on the Gemara, opposite his nose, where he breathes. Like he was like this, the whole Seder. Imam, like, Imam was brown. He would never, you know, we were bachur, you know, we tried to make noise in the side sometimes to get his. When he got married, Chatzka told him that he could come 5 minutes ready to say it. So he would come 3:15, he would stand outside for 5 minutes, and he would walk in. He was square, like completely, yeah? So I heard from his roommate when he decided to become the master of the Panovich. One morning he got up, and the Masmid of Panovich. He started to learn. You know, after 5 minutes, you know, you're not moving your head to the sides. 10 minutes. After that, normally you start to see black stars, yeah? If you decide now that you don't turn backwards, yeah? Just decide now that you don't turn backwards. You already need to turn, yeah? Shout out to a guy decides he's not picking up his head in the Gemara. Yeah, he just... But... A guy that is a square, he just doesn't pick up. But he couldn't learn, the words were jumping. The sign is not picking up. Like this, the guy is chuckling for hours, can't read a word. After he said, if I'm anyway chuckling, try to learn that piece in the meantime. And like this, he became the master. I remember when I was there, of Shach. Avshach before the Shul Klali, Avshach would sit in the Smedesh, like learn the Eu and forget about the whole world. And someone had to remind him that his kvius was that at the time of Shul Klali, he would get up and he would walk near Avshach's seat. Avshach would see him, it's time for Shul Klali? He'd say yes. Every day it was like that. It was a part of the furniture of the yeshiva. One thing. It's 6 months in front of us. The 6 months, the winter will finish. The guys that can't be bothered, it's very hard for them, a long winter. Other guys that are so excited to have a long winter. Both will finish the winter at the same time. Maybe the Shmacha guys will leave a couple days early, a couple weeks early. Yeah? But it's the same story. You could take these 6 months and say, if the enemy is going to pass, you know what I could do in 6 months? You know what I could do in 6 months? You know what I can cover in 6 months? It's huge what I could cover. I could finish B'Metzia. I could learn Halacha. I could learn another Masechta. I could finish Shari Tshuva or Mrs. Shorim. I could do 5 minutes a day. With no difference. I have enough time to be with my friends, enough time. Anyway, you can't go to the Kaiser now, so it's a bit extra time anyway. Oh, for sure. It's one of the good things that happened in this whole story. But what I'm trying to say is, The 6 months are in front of us. If you're a chacham, you take the 6 months and you decide, I'm going to be doctor. I'm going to be matzliach in these 6 months. 6 months, this happens once in 3 years, is the longest, the largest time that a yeshiva bacher has to become a yeshiva bacher. The mamish could come in one way and come out the other way. 6 months. It's not only a couple more extra days. The extra month makes the whole. You know, even if a guy Purim gets shvach, and the end of Adar Aleph, it's middle of Mania. It's mamish a huge amount of time to shaykh. The guy could decide, I'm going to change. I'm going to be something different. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now, it's up to you to decide. It's up to you to decide. I'm changing. I'm becoming a different person. Not once and before. It's very practical, because we will meet in 6 months. And you'll say to yourself, such a shame that I didn't listen to Mr. Kevin. Such a shame. 6 months passed. Well, and I went to Aragonus, and I went to Tapuach, and I went to there at the end. What I did, well, I could count the 20 Shabbos that I went around. I could count 30 Shabbos that I learned the whole of Shabbos. It's winters. No Shabbos. You can learn 7-8 hours no Shabbos. You could learn Mitzvah Shabbos. It doesn't stand the yeshiva. It doesn't stand similar yeshiva b'chlal. It's a gedolei Yisrael that grew from Lel Shabbos. Learn different limud. And the young son, 14 years old, he decided he wants to know tshuvas. Sees the Bach there. Yeah? Bought himself a couple of tshuvas. Yeah, no mishanah, that's it. Interesting one. No mishanah, exactly. Yeah? And he's learning them during the supper and when he goes to sleep in bed. After 4 months, he managed those tshuvas all over the place. Every night you do two tshuvas, you know 300 tshuvas. What the other guy knows, he read newspapers. He knows exactly the news, back and forth and back again. Yeah? The guy had a knife or a chopper, if he was there, same time that you update it, exactly. The time goes for a waste. 6 months. Then let's go. So long. Say this shame finishes now. 9:30, 8:30, quarter to 9, bad boch at 9. 2.5 hours. Nothing. Make it this. Every day one shoe. One page Mishnah Berurah. 180 days, you can know two value Mishnah Berurahs. The Gomish. Carry on by night to your friend. Just supper time, you just decide to learn. Nothing is left. Tell you, I was also a Bach. Sleep, shmooze. Nothing is left for that. You pack these days. And you grow. It's a machinery to grow. It's a machinery that you could manage to come out. Machinery that you could manage to come out. If you decide these 6 months, I'm not letting them go for always. These 6 months, I'm planning to do that. want to tell you, it's only hard when you start. Love is when you decide, but as long as you're learning Megillah. Comes in another week, you're already holding in Daf Dalet, Daf Hey. It feels so good. The rest will run. Instead, you're learning Mishnah Berurah. You'll be holding 20 pages into Mishnah Berurah. You'll feel very good. Chazik Masech, the Kiddushi or the Chazik Kiddushi. The Yitzharon only has a Kerech in the beginning. It has a Kerech to put bumps in the way. But if you start, everyone knows, what should you decide to learn on Shabbos? 10 hours. After that, you feel like $1 million. It's nice, it's hard to go to Mismandish and then, you feel guilty. It helps you to forget about the guilt. But if you learn, it feels so good. 6 months are in front of us. We have to decide to take these 6 months and to make them to be a change in our life. To make them to be a change. Habol etayr mesayimus. If a person decides, I want to grow, I decided to grow, I have to be matzliach, he will be matzliach. He will grow. The Yitzhak just doesn't want you to start. But if you will manage to start, if you will put that little push to start the 6 months, certainly a lot of times, parents of a chizuk, I was a bocher, I'm only learning the kasher, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years. What made Rabbi Akiva to learn after 40 years? So the water made a hole in the rock. So the water to make a hole in the rock, the Torah can go inside me. So we know that the water makes a hole in the rock. So why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? I once offered to the Torah Messiah to make it as a clip. See Iraq water, take it to all the Chadarim, and everyone will become Rabbi Akiva. You don't need to invest anymore in Chinuch. Not that you should have a real deep rock in Malachat water, and have like a watch, quickly, you know, 1 or 2 days, you'll see it. And then this is it, you can, all the Rabbein can go home, and we have to, everyone will become Rabbi Akiva. If this is what causes to turn our Ma'oretz, to Tam Lechokam, to see the water makes a hole in the rock, go ahead. So the answer to this question changed my life. When I was a bocher in Yeshivas Kol Teira, at the end of the Zman, they made like a goodbye party. You know, like a goodbye. My days, if bocher left, they made like a goodbye party. What was the goodbye party? Well, it was in the morning, and like after Ma'ariv, one of the nights after Ma'ariv, your best friend went over to you, one of the group, and told you, tonight is the party. And from that moment, you had to stay with all your friends in this Medrash and learn till the morning. Now the shtick was that they rested in the afternoon, you didn't know what day. And the chokmah was, you had to stay awake, you had to manage. This was like the goodbye party. I don't know how they do it today in Yeshiva, but that the way they did it when I was a bocher. I see Alamo is a party, they don't know exactly how many hours they do. It was 3 o'clock, we were in Kol Teira, we were in Masech Tegitin. 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, I remember we got to Daf Samach already. I don't remember if we started in the beginning or not. The Chazor, but I remember we were like holding in Samach. And we hear like a scream from the street. So we learned Shtarke. 3:30, the scream was like, we didn't even start it. 4 o'clock also. And 4:30, 4 to 5, 5. We didn't hear it anymore. In the morning, we found out that the lady, the old lady that lives near Yeshiva, she fell off her bed. And she was yelling for help. And the Levaya, he felt terrible. He could have saved the lady's life. So I was mekabel, the tshuva that I will do, that the next time that I hear someone screaming, I will run to help. Even at the Teva, I'm very scared. Dogs and different zafim. But if someone yells, I'm going to help. I left Kotera, I went to Padovich, it was the beginning of summer's month. 4 days into Zman, I'm walking near Yeshiva, like an old chuva, no, I say chuva in English. The old building of the I hear a scream. I knew, my Nisayan is here, shoot. I ran, I broke the door, and I came in. And I saw there's something that I heard about all in my life. I was never invited yet. Hopefully one day I'll be invited. I was sitting there, 7 or 8. G'dayli Yisrael, then they were younger. And one of them was giving musa to all of them. I hear this young buffer just kicks the door and runs in. Like, I was 18, maybe. It's 12 o'clock at night, maybe 12, 16. You know, I stand, and the one that is talking, like with a finger, like, tells me to sit down. Sit down. And this was the question he was asked. If Rabbi Akiva didn't learn Torah for 40 years, so because he saw the water makes a hole in the rock, and he answers the follows. He said, Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn. He chalished. Amar Rabbi Akiva, k'shisi amoretz, ha'isi yoyimu, mi'iten li talmid chochem, ve'en ashchenu kechamor. He wanted to learn. He was so frustrated. He tried. He wanted to bite the Talmid Chachomim. He was frustrated. He tried, tried. Good luck. What he wanted. When he saw the water makes a hole in the rock, oh, I have a chance. We don't want so much. So it doesn't help. He wants. He can. Oh, he can do it. He wants to get rich. He gives up. Even he hears that. The guy in Los Angeles made money. He also wants. If he could do it, I could do it also. I'm only taught the money goes to Yerusha. He told me here that people could make it on their own. So he also tries. He wanted to learn so much. He gave up. Oh, it's not Malach. That part didn't change my life yet. Then he said the next line. He said, Rabbi Akiva is walking around 40 years, the biggest amalgam, alphabet, he can't read a word. Kaba Sabua kicked his daughter out of his house because she married his amalgam. Amalgam. Chazal say, "Makadosh Baruch Hu herola leMoshe dor dor veDorshe, dor dor veChachomo. Herola Yakiva ben Yosef, shu Yosef veDoyresh tilei tilim shel Aloche al kol kutz veKutz. I don't know what is it. Kutz is, you know, Sefer on the right. They had these little lines. The letters, the pointy." Tilei tilim shel aloche al kol kutz v'kutz. Tilei tilim shel aloche al kol kutz v'kutz. I don't know one aloche and one kutz. I know they can't tell. Tilei tilim shel aloche. Omar tno al yod. If you have a kiva ben Yosef, zot Moshe Rabbeinu, he's better for me. Give the Torah through him. Omar shtek. Kach ol samach shom. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees Rabbi Akiva, he says, Hashem, he suits more to give the Torah. What is the Yitzhar of Rabbi Akiva when he's walking in this world till 40 years old? He has a neshama that could be the God to more than Moshe Rabbeinu. And he has a Yitzhar. What are Yitzhar of? Not an iPhone. Not a book. Not a shmuzin. What is his Yitzhar? I'm a nobody. I can't learn. No chance that will come out something for me. So Rabbi Akiva the God Lador, Neshama that is no limit to that godless. It's 40 years old, no one here is 40. Has a Yitzhakore, I don't have a chance, I'm a nobody. Who knows how much Rabbi Akivas are sitting in this room though? Who knows? So I know what you want to answer. If I cannot read, maybe I'm Rabbi Akiva. But if I could read a little bit, then I think it's not even a kavacha. You have a better point from Rabbi Akiva. And that, Adam God will give a musa to these people. He tell them, you think you're a shishimis. You know, maybe you're Rabbi Akiva Eger. You could have been Nehru Be'yuda. You come to the Shemayim, they will show you. You would push a little bit more, you would become Rabbi Akiva. You will become Rabbi Akiva Eger. You think you can? Rabbi Akiva also thought that he can. A bacher doesn't know how much he could. A bacher doesn't know how much potential he has. He's full with potential. He's full with atzloch. He just has to push. We have to take a decision. The winter is coming. Hashem has a koyach, the Yitzhak has a koyach to give you as no chance. Sometimes I learn a sugi on the first day, second day, I manage to chap what is going on. Becomes so not clear for me, the sugi. So not clear. And in 5 minutes it becomes clear. And Peter the Chidushim start to run around. It could be for days you can't chap it. I want to tell you, the koyach of the Yitzhakore is every time to tell you to stop a second before you could win the game. When you feel you can't, someone writes a letter to Rabutna, I can't anymore, I can't anymore. He says, oh, I feel so good, it means otot, it's becoming easy for you. As if you could, so we could make a shvara for you. If you can't anymore, so then you say, it's almost over. When you feel you can push, and then the Yeshua will come. The mushal is to the guy that is laying in his bed, he had a heart attack. He's very shlach, no one is there, there's a little pill he takes, he'll feel better. But he can't, it's hard for him. But it's hard, climb, take the pill, you'll be a better person. The Yitzhak is putting a war in front of you. You're not going nowhere in the 6 months, you're here. You're anyway not going away. What do you have to lose? You're anyway here. Make these 6 months to be amazing. You will fall in the middle. You will get up in the middle. But you will get in the end full, rich. The world will change. You have the koyach. You have the potential. He just has a koyach to block it. He has a koyach to cover it. I want to tell you, the Yitzhak puts a special hardness in the beginning. Okay, what will happen? In the middle of this man, the training travels. You get up, you learn in his door. Oh, no, things are good. Could be better. The beginning is mad, you're full with plans. You want to grab the whole world. It's all like, he doesn't let you. He's scared. You will start Masechtes, you will start Halochet, you will start Mishnayot, everyone will hear as a pool. What will happen to you finish? I say, Alamol is a sign that the Chabura learns Nach. Yeah. Not going in out to the Gufim Shadvon. Yeah? Talmud the man that says the Chabura, no, Mishnah. Saturday it says Micha. I do it myself. They do it 5-10 minutes, lunchtime. No. A couple of years ago he started in Yeshua. learn the whole Machbir. What all was did in that lunchtime? Ate another chicken?
Fish.
These little times, I'm not saying after during Mach. What it is? You have 6 months that you could create it to become a different 6 months. If you decide tonight, I'm starting. I'm jumping. I'm doing. 6 months will pass. I'm telling you, you don't know how much Rabbi Akiva are sitting here. You don't know how much Rabbi Akiva are sitting here. Just move ahead. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll have Siyata Tishma.